The resurrection changed human history forever. Happy Easter. Blessed Resurrection Day to you. There's so much to say on this miraculous occurrence. Can you imagine what it was like to have been the disciples that week so long ago? Emotional and draining. Then despairing at Jesus' arrest, crucifixion, and burial. Think of how scared they were as they realized what this would mean for them. And then, just like that, on the third day, their lives were filled with hope such as they had never known. Why is Easter such a big deal? Here's the answer in full, the scriptural account. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. The tomb was empty. Jesus did what he said he would do. He walked out of the grave. The world would never be the same. Your attention? The Christian faith would not have gone forward if Jesus had been killed and never heard from again. The disciples would have remained hopeless, died in shame, and that would have been the end of Christianity. Alas, it was not, and we are evidence of that. Consider with me Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Another translation says, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Why? Because the resurrection changed everything. Jesus had said he would die and be buried, and on the third day he would rise again. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, it would have made him a liar. And nothing else he taught would have been credible. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, we would not serve a living Savior and Lord. We would not have the hope of resurrection after death ourselves to live with him forever. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven from the Mount of Olives, the young Jewish Christian church started in Jerusalem. The good news soon spread to Mediterranean lands and beyond, which assures us that the young believers, who did indeed endure intense persecution, saw with their own eyes and believed in the risen Lord. Step a little closer. The most extensive biblical treatise on the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ was written by Paul, captured in his letter to the church at Corinth from 1 Corinthians 15. I read, "I delivered to you that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." and that he appeared to Cephas, Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. These verses formed a creed that was recited in early Christian churches. It is important to note that creed has been dated to within 2 to 8 years of Jesus' resurrection. Friends, eyewitness accounts are the most valuable evidence in any matter or event being analyzed. Eyewitness testimonies lock criminals behind bars for life. 515 eyewitnesses, most of whom were still alive when this creed was written. They could have, and most certainly would have, what has been recorded about Jesus' post-resurrection appearances. But they did not. That is worth listening to again. Quote, "The resurrection is the epicenter of belief. It is not a belief that grew up within the church. It is the belief around which the church itself grew up, and the given upon which its faith was based." End quote. Christianity without the resurrection is not simply Christianity without its final chapter. It is not Christianity at all. Oh, indeed, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest symbol of hope for believers today. But what's more, the resurrection, or what we familiarly call Easter, is the greatest reason for hope for all people today. Believer, it means that we serve a living God. There is a new world to come, and in that world, God will set the record straight. The resurrection is one more testament that God keeps his promises. This is so powerful. Listen to this song. Death was arrested. Jesus is alive. Listen to this.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment of my Father's plan.
I marched into hell past the gates of the
turn with the keys in my hand.
I am the Son of God, I'm the Redeemer, I'm the Great Shepherd, and I am the Lamb.
I was the crucified sacrifice Friday night.